This week, law enforcement from around the world converged on Phoenix for the Social Media, Internet, and Law Enforcement Conference, which is focused on police use of social media for community interaction as well as crime prevention. Jimmy Jenkins is a producer for the show and is in the studio with me. Jimmy, you spoke to a local police officer who attended and presented at the Smile Conference. Are the police following us on Twitter?
Well, they might be if you have a public account. I spoke with Lieutenant Michael Pooley. He's the public information officer with the Tempe Police Department. And I asked him how his job has changed as technology changes.
Back in the day, we would type out a press release and we would put it out. We would get out to the scene, get more information. But the way social media is working now, you have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have Instagram, you have all these different social media platforms where your everyday person has a smartphone. They have access to this information immediately. They are out there and they're reporting it. And a lot of times the media has that information even before I do. So my job is to immediately get that information, the basic, bare essential information to either confirm a situation or to tell them it's not happening.
I imagine you came from a place of being the primary holder of information to now you're probably trying to put out fires, so to speak, and, you know, quell maybe some incorrect information. I assume that these new modes of communication could be a blessing and a curse for someone in your position.
Yeah, it definitely can be. A lot of times we get information that is not what it's been out to be, but a lot of times it's very accurate. It's completely on key and it's very fast. It's real time, and people love that about social media. I like that about social media, as long as it's the right information.
Are police officers also able to use social media for their own ends, as in to help with an investigation? And you know, what kinds of tools did you discover that might be available to you?
You know, the good thing about this conference that we've been able to really get is just different ideas. One of the things that we've been doing that I shared in my presentation is, you know, we're making videos with surveillance videos and putting those out on the YouTube channel, putting them out on Twitter, putting them out on Facebook. We want as much exposure on those people that are committing crimes, especially those people that are unidentified. We don't know who they are. We want to capture them. We want to get them in custody. And social media is one of the crime-fighting tactics that we now use.
It's almost like the new wanted poster, right?
I know. Yeah, absolutely. And there's case after case where we'll get tips where in the past we had to wait to disseminate that to the media, to get out in the newspaper, to get out on the 5 o'clock news. Now we can do it immediately. You, myself, hundreds of thousands of other people that get these messages and alerts on their smartphones can look at that picture. And you know what? They may be the person right next to you standing in line.
Obviously, social media works both ways. So a lot of people put information out there about themselves. Should they be worried that, you know, a police are looking through my Facebook page or my Twitter feed? How do you walk that line between being an active member of the community and try to combat that kind of negative Big Brother stereotype?
Yeah, you know, we aren't looking at people's social media to try to find things out about them, you know. We do use it for criminal investigations. Social media, a lot of people like to put things out there, things they've done. And we're going to look at those things. We're going to look at if we believe that there's a crime being committed. You know, we get multiple tips from people saying, hey, there's a possibility somebody's involved in some type of crime because of this that they put on their social media. Well, that's something that as detectives and as officers, we have to look into, see if there's a crime being committed. If there's not a crime being committed, we're going to discard it. If there is a crime being committed, then we are going to take action.
That was Lieutenant Michael Pooley with the Tempe Police Department.
Jimmy Jenkins. Thanks, Jimmy.
You're welcome, Steve.